Miss the news this past week? Here is a selection of headlines from the past week. Want to get the headlines delivered to your inbox every day? Be sure to sign up for our email updates. Saturday: number of diseased elm trees this year similar to 2020. City says unemployment still higher than before pandemic. USOSC, U of R both requiring vaccination for all on-campus students. Faculty this fall: Larry Wilson scholarships hand out more than $23,000 to local artists. Fun and camaraderie. Women in the Wind enjoy stop in Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw Athletics eliminated from Twilight Maxi Provincial. Sunday: keys to a successful road trip in the South Country. World War II in the Pacific, hidden secrets. Deaths of POWs held by the Japanese PPC candidate Che Craik eager to offer authentic conservative vision in upcoming election. Producers continue to move forward with harvest operations. Monday: police seek information related to August 13th collision. Vandals target fountain, flowerpots at jewelry business. Hollywood North. Tuesday: hot, dry weather takes bite out of local honey production. Council to hold special meeting to deal with resignation of Mayor Fraser Tolmie. The Queen City X is a go for 2021. The fun starts this weekend. Telehealth and seasonal fall allergies. You are not suffering alone. Western Hockey League adopts COVID-19 vaccination policy. Grace Street Gentlemen's Car Club holds inaugural show and shine sask to allow travelers a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Changes to Holy Trinity's quarterly reports will provide better financial picture. First round in the books at SBRA Provincial Barrel Racing Championships. Thunder Creek Volleyball Club camps offer players fun experience from elite instructors. Updated, Count. Don Lunning named acting mayor until by-election happens in November. Wednesday: residents excited about return of library's knitting club, business as usual, at City Hall until November mayoral by-election, city says Sask. Govett happy that province's AA credit rating reaffirmed. Photos, barrel racing opens up intense competition. Four Catholic schools given major renos over the summer. Zion United Church starts replacing old boiler after nearing $100,000 fundraising goal. Few changes at the top as SBRA barrel racing provincials enter final day. Warriors Alary invited to Panthers development camp. Moose Jaw Warriors looking for handful of billet families. Thursday: Nature Sask awarded title of 2020 Conservation Partner from Nature Canada. Mossbank Apple Pie Day attracts visitors like honey draws flies. Holy Trinity considers adding contingency fund to clean up its finances. Canadian Museum prepares to honor 80th anniversary of costly Second World War Battle School program. Teaches young students how to safely ride the bus. Regina's Tap Records open go sweep at SBRA Barrel Racing Provincials. Warriors Alary looking forward to NHL opportunity after being passed over in entry draft. Cell Salvation Army Toy Run looking to return to form in 2021. Friday: 2020 Saskatchewan Volunteer Medal recipients announced. Red Hat Society gets back into the groove with day full of fun. Laughter Province will allow kids born in 2009 to get vaccine. Other guidelines updated. Free to be me in need of volunteers to help care for beloved animals. Sask Rough Riders announce four new inductees into Plaza of Honor. Canucks lose close one to open 13 U-AAA baseball provincials. Toes were tapping at concerts in the park. Moose Jaw teams advance to A final in Rambler Park. Fastball playoffs opinion letter to the editor. Who would Mac the Moose vote for? Bruce Penton. Ignore, forgettable, Canadian Olympians shine letter to the editor. Cast vote for change word wisdom. Hot letter to the editor. Residential school Graves Bizworld. Investment in Saskatchewan helium resources exploding. Reflective moments. Grilled cheese from kids menu surprisingly odd from the kitchen. Ambrosia of gardens. Vine-ripened tomatoes. Editorial by Joan Ritchie. Rhino's ramblings. The mayor is gone, but what legacy does he leave behind? Opinion, editorial. Upcoming federal election a distant view. Great Wall mentality.